Hi, everyone, and welcome to Creek Hamsters Podcast. This is Craig Deming. I am the host for some reason this time around, so I want to introduce you to the guys who are with me. First off, there's Jonathan Reynolds. He is revealing some skin with his shirt, a little creepy. I lovingly call him Pasta No Pants. We are video chatting right now, and I'm willing to bet that his pants are unzipped.
Craig, my first off, what a strange thing to say about me. Second off, my pants don't even have a zipper. So
good argument. And it's not that strange. Your mom says that's one of your best qualities. So
what?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
When we're folding socks together. Now. Listen,
what?
You have to give time to the other people around us, and that is clearly Skylar Moore, the other man in this podcast. Skylar Moore,
this podcast is a disaster. Go ahead.
Obviously. And I want to introduce Skylar with a memory that constantly comes to my head when I think of Skylar. And
this is not good.
Last week, we went over one of the ways he's tested his limits by eating napkins. And this week, I'd like to share with you one of my favorite ways Skylar's ever tested his limits. We go to a church camp together. We are what they call counselors, which I think are just grown-up children. And we are in charge of the water. We drive a truck. We drop off water at different locations of the camp. The truck is left in drive. We actually all have to get out of the truck at the same time. And the truck starts rolling off in drive. It's a very large truck. And the greatest thing I've ever seen happened. Skylar Moore grabbed onto the back of this truck and tried to stop it with sheer force from the truck bed. Now,
what does that mean? How did he try and stop it? Did he stand behind it?
He stood behind it, tried to pull against a truck and drive with his feet slammed into the dirt. He wasn't successful, but he was determined, and you gotta give him credit for that, testing limits.
So, just as Spider-Man did in Spider-Man 2 with the train, except it was a fail.
Exactly, just like that. There was the same amount of spandex, which is weird, but it's very similar to that. So, on that note, we're going to go into topics, because everyone looks really satisfied with how I introduced them. We're going to go into Jonathan's topic. So, Jonathan,
this is
what's
without
your topic?
A doubt the worst introduction to a podcast I've ever heard in my life. My topic this week is movies. So, there's a lot of exciting movies coming out in the year of 2015. And I thought we all might look ahead at the year and try and decide what is going to be the best movie of 2015. So we're going to go over all the movies. Well, not all of them. We're going to go over a select few movies coming out this year. And we're each going to pick one that we are going to guess is going to be the best movie of 2015. Make sense?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. There's nothing coming. There's only one movie coming out in March that has a potential, so we're not going to go over it because it's a little bit inappropriate anyway, and Craig would be the only one who would be interested in it. The first movie on our list is Fast and Furious 7. Now, Skylar, I imagine, are you a Fast and Furious
fan? I mean, I've watched probably the first five. I don't know. They lost me on the last one.
The first five.
And I mean, if I had to pick a favorite, it's definitely Tokyo Drift, for
yeah,
sure. The one, the off-brand one. Oh yeah.
well, apparently, from what I remember reading, and you can tell me if this is correct or not. Didn't Tokyo Drift not make sense within the timeline?
Yeah, not at all. They actually killed off one of the people in that movie, and he's still alive somehow.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I would agree.
From what I heard, they might either have tried to reconcile that in Fast and Furious 6, or they're going to do it in Fast and Furious 7. So I'm not okay. So the one sentence synopsis of Fast and Furious 7 is Deckard Shaw. Do we even know who that is? Who's Deckard Shaw?
Your grandpa?
No, that's not my
grandpa.
Keep going. Deckard Shaw seeks revenge against Dominic Toretto and his family for the death of his brother.
Okay, yeah, we might be a little out of touch with the Fast and Furious
scene. Yeah, okay, so that's not for us, and that's all in April. So we're not going over anything else in April. May we have a big one. We have Avengers Age of Ultron. Now, the third trailer for Avengers Age of Ultron just hit yesterday, and I did not enjoy it. In fact, it made me less excited for the movie than I was before. And the reason is because I think Joss Whedon, his directing, isn't very good. I think that he's a phenomenal writer. I don't think he's a great director. And I think that he directs the movie, the Avengers movies, to be too comic booky. And I think that this one looks a little bit more comic booky and more cheesy than the last one did. But we have Avengers Age of Ultron on May 1st. Okay, next is Pitch Perfect 2. Collegiate a cappella group, the Barton Bellas, enter into an international competition that no American team has ever won. It's going to be a good one. Mad Max Fury Road. A continuation of the other Mad Max property, not necessarily a sequel or a reboot, just another story about Mad Max that takes place in the Mad Max world. Kind of weird. So it's still technically part of the continuity of the other Mad Max movies, but those movies don't, the continuity there doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily linear. Skylar, are you a Mad Max fan?
I did watch the first one, and I think they had some other ones going in there too that were.
Yeah, they had Mad Max Fury Road, the second one. Oh no, I'm sorry. Mad Max Road Warrior was the second one, and that one was really good. And then Thunderdome. Thunderdome was the one with Tina Turner in it.
Didn't see that one.
As the gladiator person who's in charge. Okay. Then next we have Tomorrowland, which is not a sequel. This is a new property. It's a Disney property. Let me read the synopsis to you. You guys may have seen the trailer for this. Bound by a shared destiny, a teen bursting with scientific curiosity and a former boy genius inventor embark on a mission to unearth the secrets of a place somewhere in time and space that exists in their collective memory. I don't think that helps you all understand what that is at all, but you can watch the trailer for it if you guys want while I'm talking. Let's see. Okay, I think that's all we have for May. So moving on to June. Do you guys, what's your pick so far of all the movies we've listed?
I'm going to pick Chappie.
Chappie. I guess we didn't count the movies that already came out. So we have Kingsman and Chappie. Skylar, you don't think Chappie's going to be the best movie.
You're right, because I can't watch it. But if I could, I think it'd be really good.
It's getting okay reviews right now.
Do you know why he can't watch it?
Is it rated R?
No, he's scared of Hugh Jackman.
No, it is rated R.
Oh.
Skylar, why are you so scared of Hugh Jackman?
It's the claws.
He's an intimidating guy.
He does, yeah. Those claws come out in almost every movie. Did you see Les Mis?
No.
It was brutal. He killed tons of people in there.
You watched the whole thing?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, that's a long one.
I'm waiting to see Les Mis until I see it on Broadway. I don't want to see the movie version.
Oh, man. We go.
I know. Okay. This is a big one. June. June 12th. We have Jurassic World coming out. Now, I'm extremely excited for Jurassic World. I'm very, very excited. Okay.
You know what I'm most excited about that Jurassic World thing? I cannot wait to see Rocket Raccoon ride a raptor. It's going to be sweet.
You just... We also have The Transporter Legacy. So remember the Transporter series with Jason Statham? Yeah, so they rebooted it, and now there's a new guy who's doing it. Oh. Also in June, we have Ted 2.
Mm. That's a waste of time.
Okay, here we go, July. We have Terminator Genesis with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Skyler, Craig, have you guys seen the trailer for this?
Nope.
Are either of you Terminator fans?
I think I've watched all the other ones, but I don't know. I can't believe they're doing another one. That's crazy.
Well, the first two were great. Judgment Day is phenomenal. This is what this one's doing is a bit like Star Trek did. So it's taking place in the same continuity of the other as the other movies, but now the time travel is getting even weirder. So they're sending a somehow they send a Terminator way back before the events of first Terminator movie, and so the events of first Terminator movie are totally rewritten, and somehow everything changes.
Okay. Yeah. Alternate reality. That's cool.
It's an alternate reality now. Right. 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 We also have Minions. The Despicable Me Minions movie. July 17th, we have Ant-Man, of course. July 24th, we have Adam Sandler's new movie, which is Pixels. This is the synopsis. Video game experts are recruited by the military to fight 1980s-era video game characters who've attacked New York. If you were looking at the cover for this movie, as I am right now, it's a picture of Pac-Man eating San Francisco.
Definitely made me think of Ready Player One. Should be interesting.
Yeah. August 7th, Fantastic Four. Also, Goosebumps. The movie. August 28th, we have Hitman, Agent 47, movie based on a video game.
Wow.
Moving on. We're running out of stuff here. Okay, then September 18th, we have Maze Runner, the Scorch Trials.
First one was good.
I didn't see the first one. I haven't read the books either.
It was very good. I'd relate it to being similar to Hunger Games. Stay in the same place the whole time.
Yeah. September 25th, we have Hotel Transylvania 2.
Really?
Moving on.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're really running out of stuff. I don't really see anything in October that any of us would pick. Of course, we've got the biggest one still coming up. We have James Bond Spectre, the new James Bond movie. That's November 6th, excuse me.
Is that Daniel Craig still?
Yeah, that's still Daniel Craig. Then we've got this one I'm excited about, and I don't think you guys know about this. It's called The Martian. It's a book, and it's directed by the guy who directed Alien and Prometheus, and Matt Damon is the star, and it's about him living alone on a planet, on Mars. So he goes to Mars, and he gets kind of stuck up there, and it's just about him being stuck up there. The book was a bestseller. It's supposed to be phenomenal. So I'm very excited for that one. Okay, last page, December. This is the big one. All right, Star Wars. Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. I didn't even know this. And even bigger than Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Kung Fu Panda 3. Kung Fu Panda 3 is coming out. Oh, I'm so excited. All right, that's it. Unless any of you think you might want to pick Dirty Grandpa.
No.
Okay, yeah, that's good. All right, so those are all the movies we have coming out. Let's go ahead and start picking what we think our favorite. Maybe not our favorite. The best one is going to be. What is the best movie? Not the top grossing, not the one people go see the most, but what is going to be the best movie of 2015? Why don't we start with you, Skylar?
That's pretty tough. It's pretty tough. I definitely think that Jurassic Park is going to be good. It's in between Jurassic Park and the Star Wars movie for me.
Yeah. What do you like about Jurassic World? What looks good to you about that?
I don't know. It's got some stuff from the past. I like to see what they try and bring in and what they carry over from the previous ones. And it's the park actually coming to existence. Before, it was just kind of like, this is what's going to happen in the future. But now it's like, all the people are here. So you're not just following a group of like three around the park the entire time.
What I hear you saying is that you're more excited about the there being more death in the movie. So because more people are going to die, it is therefore a better movie.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe just more people having to work together.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jurassic World is one of your choices. All right. So what about Star Wars? Why Star Wars? Why is that one of your potential favorites of the year? Or why is that potentially the best movie of the year?
I don't know. I think a lot of these are just easy for me because it's from my childhood. It's what I grew up watching, so.
Nostalgia.
Yeah. It's going to be a big one for me.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of mixed opinions about this. You have hope for the Star Wars movie despite suffering through episode 1, 2, and 3. You still think this can be good.
I enjoyed 1, 2, and 3.
Are you kidding me? What? Sorry.
They had what? The best Star Wars character ever in episode 1. You gonna let me say the name, Jonathan?
You can say the name, but I'm not gonna set you up for it.
I mean, we both know who it is. That Jar Jar Binks?
Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, that's a joke. I'm really angry.
Look, those movies were terrible. The acting alone... Oh my gosh. Skyler, when was the last time you saw episode 1?
I might have watched it just a couple years ago, actually. So.
Do you remember that kid acting?
I do.
And Grotto? Ernie!
Yep.
That was a good
all
character.
All enjoyable for me.
They should have brought Grotto back. As long as they bring Grotto back, I'm good. Is that even his name? Am I saying that right?
We don't know.
Yeah, yeah. You could be right. I mean, there's no way.
Who was that guy in episode 1 who was the pod racer guy who Annie was fighting?
Sebulba.
Yep. Oh, man.
Right, Skyler, where you go?
Good stuff. All right. Well, I hope it can be better. I have hopes. I trust J.J. Abrams. I think it'll be okay. Okay, so either Jurassic World or Star Wars, you have to pick one.
I'll go Jurassic World.
Jurassic World, best movie of the summer. Even though there's a man riding a motorcycle with a herd of velociraptors. Moving on, Gregory. What is the best movie of 2015?
Well... I'm a sports guy, Jonathan. I don't know if you know this about me. And
this is the stupidest thing I've ever
heard. I didn't hear you say Remember the Titans or any other type of sports movie. That's actually the only one I know.
That movie isn't coming out this year.
It might be.
What do you mean?
Redone Who are in high def. Disney releases movies like that all the time. Now that's straight to DVD, but listen, that's
I hate you so much right now.
That's okay. Breathe in, bud. I obviously I'm a superhero nut, and so for me it's easy, it's going to be the Avengers for me. Now as far as the one that's going to bring in the biggest crowds, I'm thinking Star Wars.
I agree, I
do think that regardless of our favorites, Star Wars, I think it'll set all kinds of new movie records. I think that it'll blow everything out of the water. I think people are so excited for this movie.
Well, when you turn Jar Jar Binks into a Jedi, who wouldn't want to see that?
I think everybody would not want to see that.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. Avengers, yeah. And my thing is, again, I thought the first Avengers movie was good. I really enjoyed the writing. There were some really cool character moments that I loved. But there were several scenes that I found cringeworthy because they were so cheesy and comic booky. A couple I'm thinking of are that scene where they're all standing in a circle, that really famous one, and the camera goes around them. I thought that was really horrible. And this movie and the last trailer they showed, they showed a couple more scenes just like that. And there's one scene in particular where they're all running. Did you guys see the new trailer?
Yeah, we did watch it.
Okay, you know that scene where they're all running in the snow at the bad guys, and then it slows down and they're all like in the air flying together, all 10 of them? That's so stupid.
No, that's called teamwork, Jonathan. Sorry you don't have any.
They can have teamwork without all dancing together.
No, as a team, it's as you if have it's to a jump dance. At the same time. It's a rule of being a team.
They're all fighting in unison as if they have psychic powers and can know what the other people are doing. And it's terrible. And I think it's so cheesy. And it it ruins my suspension of disbelief when they do that. And I'm afraid that there's going to be so much of that in this movie that they gave Joss Whedon so much freedom because of the last movie that it's not going to be good. I think it's going to distract people so much from his great, phenomenal writing that this movie's not going to be good.
Maybe. Sometimes you just have to soak those moments in, all right?
I don't know what to say to that, Skyler.
I don't either. At least you're not having to sit by him when he says stuff like that. He looks for me, looks to me for a reaction. I got nothing.
Skyler, can you give me an example? What would it look like if I were to soak something in?
It's kind of like one moment, but stretched out over a long period of time.
Oh my gosh.
He's an idiot.
No. Skyler's not an idiot.
Oh no.
No. Listen. He just has different views than us, Jonathan. It's okay.
He doesn't use his words right.
Just soak it up, Jonathan. Soak it up.
What was the thing from my grandparents' house that one time? Leap-a-doo. That was
really... That's not my word. That's your grandma's word. What's your grandma's word?
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
It's still her word. She can have
before
it.
Before she died. Wom, 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 wom. She leap-a-dooed right into heaven. Moving on. Oh, wait. Oh, no. My favorite.
Yeah, you gotta tell
this,
us.
This answer is so easy. And I'm so angry that neither of you said this. The answer is clearly Kung Fu Panda 3. Now, I know... I know that Kung Fu Panda 2 was terrible, and I am willing to admit that, but Kung Fu Panda 1 is still the funniest movie ever made. Never have I cried more in a movie than in Kung Fu Panda. Not even Passion of the Christ made me cry that much. I laughed so hard in that movie. Oh my goodness. Again, that scene where that turtle, Master Oogway, goes into that room and blows out all the candles one by one so slowly. Oh my gosh. What a masterpiece. If they can get that same talent who wrote that movie back on Kung Fu Panda 3, this could change the world. This could be the biggest thing to happen to cinema ever.
Well, at least you're not over-exaggerating at all. I'm glad.
I'm telling you, 100%, my favorite movie of all time is Kung Fu Panda. And I believe that Kung Fu Panda 3... while probably not going to outdo... Oh, you guys, this is terrible news.
We haven't been recording?
No, we have been recording. Oh, no. It says it's listed under December 25th, but the year next to it is 2016.
Oh, no.
I think this comes out in 2 years.
The best part is you've picked a movie that doesn't even come out this year. You automatically lose. I'm so proud of you.
All right, I'm gonna pick a different movie.
No,
I'm gonna go.
You're locked in, bud. All That's
right,
how it works.
Kung Fu Panda 3. If it comes out this year, I automatically win.
If it comes out at all this year.
If it comes out, what does the winner get? What do we get? We've locked in all of our answers. What does the winner get?
How are we basing who won? Because we're going based on the best.
We'll do Rotten Tomatoes score.
Oh
gosh.
Craig has Avengers. Avengers is a good choice. Last Avengers got a 91 or 92.
What did the last Jurassic Park get?
Oh no.
What's left?
You don't want to look at that.
I kind of do.
Bet it's really high. That third one was real good. Solid.
Jurassic Park. Come on, Rotten Tomatoes. Show us what it is. 49%, 49% on the Jurassic Park 3. Not great chances there. But again, we've got who's the director of this movie? Oh, I don't know his name. Oh, guy from Safety Not Guaranteed. I think his name is Colin Trevorrow. Anyway, I love Safety Not Guaranteed. That was a good movie. I have hopes for Jurassic World. I think it could be good.
Yeah, good, yes, but Rotten Tomato, high percentage, I think so.
My guess is that it's going to get I think it'll get between a 60 and an 80%. I don't think it'll go above 80.
Okay.
I think Avengers will be an 82%, getting very specific.
Mm. Wow.
82%.
And Star Wars 7 Revenge of Jar Jar, what do you think that'll get?
Oh, that's going to get between an 80 and a 90 as well.
Mm.
It's going to be good. I think it'll be in the 80s, honestly. 80s for that. And then Kung Fu Panda, 100%. 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is that based on the review you're going to write for it, or?
I already wrote my review. It's pre-typed.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's
ready to go.
Jorge, I don't know if you're taking into account how they ended Kung Fu Panda 2.
Are there going to be spoilers in this conversation, Jorge?
No, because if you watched Kung Fu Panda 2.
I try not to,
at
honestly.
The end of it, then
it
you would
Kung
know.
Kung Fu Panda 1 for me.
Okay.
Well, he's got to go find his pops.
Well, he kind of already found him.
What?
Maybe you should watch the end of Kung Fu Panda 2 again.
Alright, I will. I'll just watch the end, because the rest of it's not worth it. It's junk. It's junk to me. It's dead to me. I'm done with it.
I heard everyone but the monkey dies.
Oh.
Well, anyway, that's my topic.
And on to our next topic. We're going to go to Skylar Moore for that one. Skylar, what's your topic?
All right, for my topic, we're talking about the number of people that live in each home. And right now, the average amount of occupants in a home in America is right around 3. And what we're going to discuss between the three of us is what we think would be a good direction for us to head, if we should stay where it's at and keep around 3 people to each home, or increase to have maybe double that amount to save money on housing and have more money to do other things, or maybe even cut back down to 1 person per home. We'll see.
Craig and I both agree this is probably the most bizarre question we've ever heard. Skylar, I think you're just going to have to explain it to me again. I understand what you just said. I don't quite
okay.
follow the logic.
Here's a good way to explain it. I've been reading Acts a lot lately.
Okay.
And in the book of Acts in the Bible, they talk about a bunch of people who become Christians and share all their belongings and live in the same place together. And so I wonder if it would be more productive for us to take on that type of lifestyle and maybe have just these big communities of people that live together and help each other out on stuff. So there would be less houses taken up because there'd be more people in every house. So imagine how many people are in your house right now and double that. Hmm. So that's what the topic is. If you think that'd be better, or if you think it'd be too chaotic to put that many people in one house and it just wouldn't work.
Okay, so the question is, would it be better to live with more people per house because it would be cheaper?
Yep. That's about it.
That's about it. My answer is it would probably objectively be better, but I would hate it.
Okay.
I love having space. I mean, I know that's a luxury, but I really enjoy it. I enjoy having a room all to myself. And I think once you get to that kind of situation, you don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
But do I think it's better? I think that community is very important. But unlike you two, or maybe just unlike Craig, I'm introverted. And I don't know if it's healthy for me to be around people all the time. I do need my alone time. And I think that once you get to that point, I think it's more difficult to have your alone time. I'm sure there's still ways to do it. Yeah, I could go find somewhere that wasn't my home and go be alone and be quiet and pray. But I wouldn't prefer it.
Yeah, I get that. It gets kind of exhausting when you're around people for the majority of your time and you just can't be alone.
Yeah.
What about you, Craig? What would you do?
The way I see it, at least for my preference, I would rather have much smaller homes and keep it at 3. honestly. Okay. The lack of privacy would drive me crazy. And I'm not even that private of a guy. I typically want to hang out with people, but whether you're an introvert or not, I think it's something that people desire, is that privacy. Now, on the positive side of sharing a home with more people, you're going to have, at least in the spiritual sense, probably some more accountability. It's probably a little harder to hide the secrets if you have a ton of people living around you, and probably some better influence. The more Christian people you're surrounded by, especially in like living quarters, I think the better off you'd be. That's just my opinion on that.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I don't know.
I think my question would be, Craig, what secrets are you hiding?
I don't know if you know this, but I have 6 toes. And I feel comfortable telling you this on the podcast, 1, because no one can see them, and 2, I don't think anyone's going to listen to this.
I don't know. I texted Kevin about it earlier today. He might give it a listen. He seemed pretty intrigued by the idea of us 3 having a podcast together.
So the groupies are growing, is what you're saying.
Well, I don't think that he would prefer it if we called him a groupie. I think that term would make him extremely uncomfortable.
Kevin the groupie it is, then.
All right. Wonderful.
Yeah, well, for me, I've been trying to think about it, and I really like the idea of living in my own place like you guys are talking about and having privacy. It's just something that's nice when you're out and about all day, you're around people, and then being able to come home and know that your space is kind of controlled by you almost, that you have complete control over it,
yeah,
is just more relaxing for me. But I know that I wouldn't stress so much about worrying if I could pay the bills if there was more people in the house with me. Because if each person's only paying responsible for like $50 every month for utilities and for rent, then that's either more stuff that they can do with their money or less hours that they have to spend at a job. So.
Yeah, but if you do that, the whole economy follows in suit, right? So if you have more people living in a house and they only need $50 to pay for rent, then companies only start paying people $50 or they cut back their pay relation to what they're paying for the cost of living.
If that's a nationwide change, then yeah.
If that was less nationwide change. And is that what you're talking about, Skylar, or are you talking about just personal decision?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I'd be interested. I know that if everybody cut down the amount of space they were using, it would be really interesting to see what would happen. But I get what you're saying. You're definitely right, because that is how they base minimum wage, is on how much the housing costs and living, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. I don't think I've thought about it before, or thought much about it, at least.
So let me ask you this, Jonathan. Would you like to drop your rent right now and gain 5 new roommates?
Who do I get to pick who my roommates are?
No, but you only pay $50 a month for rent.
I know, you already said that benefit, so I'm asking some other questions now.
Okay, so it's random people. What else?
Are they people or are they dogs?
They are people. Good question.
My answer is no, Craig.
That's fair.
No deal, Bob.
Actually, the Moore family was going to move in with you, but I guess they're out of luck now.
Sorry, hey, speaking of Bob, did you all see that video of Adam Sandler recreating his Happy Gilmore fight with Bob Barker?
Nope.
No.
It's very funny. It's very funny. You should watch it. It's good to see Adam Sandler be funny again. It's heartwarming.
Come on. His last movie was good.
What was his last movie? You want me to Rotten Tomatoes it and prove you wrong? I will. No, I will. It's okay.
You can if you like.
What was it called?
Shoot, I can't even remember.
It was the one with, what's her name?
Yep.
Again.
Drew Barrymore.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, let's see. Craig knows it.
What, 50 First States?
No.
Oh.
Blended, correct?
Yeah, that is it.
I have no idea what that is.
Blended, a movie about Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore going to Africa together. Are you ready for the Rotten Tomatoes score, Skylar?
Let's hear it.
14%.
Yeah.
Here's the critics' consensus. Lurching between slapstick and schmaltz without showing much of a commitment to either, Blended commits the rare Sandler sin of provoking little more than boredom. Ooh.
I enjoyed
Ooh.
It.
But you also enjoy some of that weird stuff on Netflix.
That is true. That is very true.
So, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay, so I guess we're on to the next and last topic, which is mine, saving the best for last. We are going to talk about...
I'm excited about this one.
That's a good one. We are going to talk about, if you could pick one superpower, what would you pick? And why? We'll start with Jonathan.
Good. Don't make Skylar go first. I want him to have time to think, because I'm mostly very excited for what he's going to say. My answer, the reason I talked to Kevin earlier today, is I asked him if I could steal his answer to this. And his answer for the longest time, no one ever says this except for him that I've heard. And it's such a good answer. So my superpower, if I could have one, would be to be able to touch a book and to know its contents. So to be able to touch a book and entirely memorize the contents of that book. I would go to the library, I would absorb all the books, and I would be unstoppable.
It's a pretty good one.
No superpower would ever be able to defeat that superpower, in my opinion.
Yeah, because knowledge will stop a bullet from penetrating your skull. I forgot
hey,
about that.
Hey, in The Dark Knight Returns, doesn't Batman beat Superman with knowledge and know-how? He does. And you know why?
I'm pretty sure they both die.
No, that's wrong. So, no. And if Batman can beat Superman with just being a smarter than average human being, think about what I could do if I had all of the books in the world in my brain. I could destroy all the superheroes. I would be invincible.
Do you really want all the books in the world in your brain?
I mean, I would be selective. I wouldn't go to that weird back section at Barnes & Noble, but I wonder if you guys have that superpower, what would be the first section of books you would go to absorb?
Probably the do-it-yourselfer section.
The do-it-yourself section?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not necessarily a bad one. Knowing Skylar, that's right up his alley.
You know how to do a lot.
That's true. Yourself, too.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yep. So Craig, what about you? What section would you go to first?
Probably the children's area. I really like Dr. Seuss, so I just memorize
it. Idiot.
Listen, the pictures are really pretty, so obviously that's the book I'm going to go for.
You would go to the section to absorb the pictures.
Craig will never be sad.
Yeah, ever. I'll always have pretty pictures in my head.
I don't think that's true.
Really, can you be sad with pretty pictures in your head? Think about it.
I feel as if I've seen many pictures in my life, and I've remembered several of them. And I'm still sad sometimes.
They probably weren't good.
Have you ever tried crying while quoting Dr. Seuss?
Oh my gosh.
Solid question, Jonathan.
Red fish, blue fish, Jorge.
I'm tearing
Red
up right
fish,
now.
Red fish, blue fish.
All right. So that's my superpower. Someone else go.
Skylar, what do you got?
Oh, I get to go before Craig.
Yeah, I'm going to be last on this one.
My superpower is probably one that a decent amount of people would pick, and that's to have telekinesis or telekinetic powers. I really enjoy the idea of that, just based on having the desire to be able to flow through the world sometimes. It's kind of weird, but...
What does that mean?
Yes, explain that sentence, please.
Okay. Jorge and I have read or listened to a book called The Words of Radiance and The Way of Kings. And in that...
Don't spoil it.
Okay.
But you can tell about the power, but don't spoil the book.
In that book, they get really good at describing being able to have complete control as you're flowing through a situation, almost like wind. And so just to be so connected with something would be awesome. I don't know. I think about it all the time about maybe if you think about the best parkour you've ever seen in your entire life, how they just seem to be able to run in a straight line wherever they want to go and be just fine jumping off buildings and things like that. That would be awesome, especially if you could control the things in front of you and move them around.
Yeah, but telekinesis is different than their powers in that book. You're just talking about having the same effect as far as movement goes.
Yeah, because you'd be telekinesing yourself around.
In that book, what's really cool about their powers is that they change the direction of gravity, but only for themselves. So they change, so for one person, gravity may be up in the sky, and for another person, gravity is towards a wall, and they fight each other while being able to change where gravity is located. So then they could be walking at another person, then all of a sudden falling towards that person, and it's really cool. It's a cool power. I like that a lot. But I don't know how, in my head, I'm trying to imagine how that would work with telekinesis, Jorge. And all I can imagine is someone flying.
It's similar to that. Similar to that, but you'd be able to control the things around you as well.
And how do you fly if you have telekinesis? Can you telekinesis yourself? Or do you have to be wearing boots that are strapped on very tightly that you telekinesis them into the air and just control yourself by wearing boots?
I don't know. It depends on my version of the power. You lift yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what cool. Version of the power do you lift by the boots?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you wear some special piece of clothing that's not boots that you have to lift into the air.
He's just saying you can't focus on yourself with your telekinetic powers. You have to use something else, kind of like how Magneto has to use metal.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Except you're not limited to metal.
Yeah. Then you just can't touch yourself with it.
It's a weird version of telekinesis I haven't heard.
That's always how I imagine it in my head.
Yeah, telekinesis. You can't touch yourself. That's the first rule of telekinesis.
Otherwise, it's too cheap, right?
Yeah, it's too powerful.
Too powerful.
Apparently.
I mean, Jean Grey, she got pretty awesome in the end, but did you was as Phoenix.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Phoenix.
Craig.
I guess that means it's my turn. So, I don't think about this very often, but my first thought, I would say, was time travel. But I changed it because I don't think, and I know it's weird, but I really don't think God wants us to go back and forth in time if he put us in a timeline like this. I know that's weird to apply to a superpower, I really do, but why abuse something that God gave as a gift? We're here in the present for a reason. Why mess around and go in the past or try to change it or whatever that is? So
I don't know. I mean, God exists outside of time, right?
Oh, why so wouldn't? Could I meet him with that? Because that'd be pretty sick.
I don't know. That could be cool. Maybe that's how we... Maybe that was the Tower of Babel. It wasn't actually building a tower to the sky. They were building a time travel device.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Obviously.
I guess you're right, though. It could have been a gift that we can't time travel. Because we wouldn't be okay with how things happened, or it'd be hard to be okay with how things went. We'd always be going back to change things and try and fix it all.
Craig, if time travel was your choice, where would you go? Where would be the first place you time traveled?
Oh, Jesus and I would talk. We'd have a lot of talks. He'd be like, listen, you're a sinner. I'd be like, I know, Jesus. Thanks. He wouldn't say that. He'd say, you're a sinner and I love you, is what he would say.
Aww, that's precious. See? You wouldn't go pick up some future babes?
Well, I don't know. We'll talk about that one later. First, Jesus. We gotta start priorities.
Gotta get them future babes!
What? I mean, no, that's weird. That's too weird. So, outside of the time traveling, I was thinking, based on my favorite superhero, that I would pick teleportation. Hopefully with no limitations, so I can go anywhere I want. I feel like that would be pretty sweet. If I have to become a superhero, I'd do an awesome job. Also, I've always been the slow kid in any type of thing we did in our childhood. Skylar knows we'd play tag, and if I got tagged, I'd sit there until Skylar would say, I'll be it for you, and then he'd have to go tag kids for me. So if I had teleportation, I could just be like, what up, kid? You're it. And then I'd teleport to China and be like, no tag
For the first 5 years of Craig and I's friendship, I believed that he could not breathe out of one of his nostrils, because the first night we met, Craig told me that he couldn't breathe out of one of his nostrils. And apparently he had a cold. I assumed he had some kind of medical disposition which prevented him from being able to breathe out of one of his nostrils. And I always attributed his slowness to his inability to breathe.
It would have been a great excuse for me, the lack of sports or wanting to exercise. If I had that, man, people would have looked at me differently.
It made a lot of sense. Anyway, teleportation.
Teleportation, that's what I'm going to pick.
Nightcrawler, teleportation.
No, his is too limited. He has to see where he's going to teleport. I'm not about that.
What's a good parallel then? Who's somebody who has the teleportation you're speaking of?
Man, I really wish I could tell you right off
Excuse
the top of
me,
my head.
Of which you are speaking.
Nice.
I truly don't know who has that teleportation right off the top of my head. I know a lot of, in the comic books, there's a lot of time travelers that can end up somewhere because they control time and space, but that's different.
In Jumper, they can jump anywhere as long as they can see it, but it doesn't have to be something there that's right in front of them. They can hold up a picture and teleport there, yeah. So you want to be able to teleport wherever.
Yep.
That sounds dangerous. You could teleport inside a wall. How are you going to know where you're teleporting?
Can't that be a part of my power where I don't teleport into walls?
I think that you have to be able to see where you're going. Otherwise, you don't even know where you're going.
How about this?
You haven't been to Rome, so how do you go to Rome? Do you just say the word Rome in your head and you end up there? No, you have to picture it.
No, that'd be sweet. How about this? I'll meet you in the middle. I don't have to see where I am, but if I land in a wall, I explode out of it like the Kool-Aid Man. That's a fair deal.
Wait. What do you mean you explode out of it?
So I'm not going to get hurt, but the wall will just erupt and I'll explode out of the wall as what the Kool-Aid Man
does
in the commercials.
Do you literally turn into the Kool-Aid Man?
If I get the teleportation, we'll talk about it.
All right. But if you teleport into a wall and turn into the Kool-Aid Man, you are, from that point on, forever the Kool-Aid Man.
Ooh, that's rough. You're telling me that I am a pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
A glass pitcher with Kool-Aid in it, in a creepy face.
We can talk about the liquid. If you prefer milk, I'm okay with that.
Milk.
Milkman.
Nope. I don't want to be Milkman.
Who would win in a fight between all of us? I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there that the guy that knows everything wins, but go ahead, whatever.
So not you is what you're saying.
In this hypothetical scenario, I know everything.
With the superpowers. We both know what you're going to do. You're going to go straight to the library and get after that 50 Shades of Grey book. It's the first thing you're going to memorize.
That book would never be mentioned in this podcast.
out of control, Craig.
Out of control. Well, listen, you can be as smart as you want, but I'll teleport you into space, and then I'll leave you. It'll be cool. How smart are you then?
Not if you can't find me. I know everything, Craig. I know hiding spaces for everywhere. I know military tactics. I know all kinds of stuff.
You know hiding spaces. That's a really good thing to brag about. I know a lot of first graders that brag about the same thing.
You can teleport to Rome all you want, but when you get there, how are you going to find me?
I can go wherever I want. I just have to think about it. I'll be like, take me to Jonathan.
You are not going to be able to think about every hiding place in Rome.
I'll just think about where you are,
that's
and then I'll
stupid.
Appear right next to you.
Nope, that's not how it works.
That is how it works.
I would hide in a room only big enough for one person, causing you to become the Kool-Aid Man. Done. Next.
I'd drown you in the Kool-Aid. Boom. I'd explode the wall, and I'd drown you in the Kool-Aid.
I would find a way out with my knowledge. I don't have that knowledge yet, so I cannot tell you how. But I would win.
So you'd win, but you can't explain how you win.
That makes sense. This is a stupid argument. Clearly, I would win.
So what about Skylar?
Skylar. I would do okay for about 5 minutes, because it would take a lot of energy to be able to do that. And I'd have to either be eating the whole time, or just get somewhere quick so I can get some more food.
What?
Why do you have to eat? What the?
It takes energy to be able
Skyler,
to do all
this.
Oh
my gosh. This isn't. You're going by Dragon Ball Z rules.
No, I think that's just rules in life. If you're gonna use energy, it has to come from somewhere.
Yeah, in life, Jonathan, if you use telekinesis, you have to eat a lot to keep it going.
Huh. I could pull energy from somewhere else, I guess.
What? Why do you have to? Why can't it just be something easy for you to do?
Conservation of energy.
He makes a good point, Craig. You and him would both be using energy, whereas I would not be.
He's
I would
using
just need
his
to,
brain.
I would
you're just, using your brain.
I would just need to tire you all out, and I'd be done.
No, if he's getting tired from using his mental skills, then you will get tired from the same thing.
If Craig's powered by the sun, then he's good to go.
Dude,
because then he can just absorb the sun.
Get powered by the sun?
Well, I mean, that's how Superman got around it. Superman was like, oh, dear, that's a lot of energy, but I'm powered by the sun. Yeah.
I forgot when he said that.
I'm so disappointed in where
I'm
this
sorry.
Has gone.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Skyler, I think in a fight between you and Craig, you win.
Oh,
what?
He can teleport at you all he wants, but as long as your reaction time is quick enough, you just hold him in midair.
And then I'll teleport away and he won't be able to hold me anymore.
If Craig teleports his arm through my chest, I'm pretty much done.
That's true. That's
Let me give
point.
You a scenario that I'll plan on using against you, Jonathan, that I saw in a comic book.
Oh, dear. He's got a lot of experience.
Nightcrawler, in one scene, teleports a shark into a man's stomach. I'm going to teleport a shark into your tum-tum.
My robots destroy you before that happens.
Oh, because the robots that you know how to make with the library books are going to be real sick.
Craig, I know everything every human has ever known. I am the Tower of Babel.
Your robots
incarnate.
Are like little Tamagotchi pets. This is a joke.
What? I'm the Tower of Babel incarnate. That's my superhero name, too. Babel Man.
That's a great one. Skyler, you have a superhero name? Limitless?
No superhero name for me.
What?
I'm unknown.
That could be your superhero name. Same as the Pokemon from that game.
I think that was Missingo, but...
What?
What?
No, Jorge,
he's right, it's unknown.
There were these Pokemon called Unknown. You would ride your little whale to the shore where they were, and you'd put your item in a certain slot, and then you ride up and down, and once you fought an unknown, you would turn off your game as soon as it showed up, and then you would have 99 of that item, and you would do that with rare candy, and then you would have a level 99 Pokemon.
Yeah, or you'd get a virus, one of the two.
Yeah, a lot of the times it was both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad we all knew that. That's good.
And then Unknown started showing up everywhere.
Well,
it's terrible.
Yeah, that's pretty awful. No one likes Unknowns. So, on that note, we're wrapping up the podcast. We'll see you guys next week, and by you guys, I mean the empty space where a listener will hopefully be someday. And we are out. Creek Hamsters Podcast. Goodbye, guys.